The next patient is Mercedes Ortiz, last name O-R-T-I-Z, like in Zulu. First name, M-E-R-C-E-D-E-S. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. This patient has a serum creatinine of 1 FEV of 29, an estimated GFR of 59. Has been very stable and has a proteinuria of 1 plus. The determination in terms of quantification was not done for reasons that are not clear to me. However, the urinalysis is trace of protein. Number two, the patient has urinary tract infection, E. coli, that is sensitive to cephalexin, 500 milligrams POQ 8 hours for 8 days were prescribed. The prescription was sent to Walgreens North, period. The main concern is that this patient is on Jardiance, and that is that's a situation that I advise the patient to give us the follow-up if there is improvement of the condition because she's having urinary symptoms. Following number, the patient is with borderline hypertension, and the reason is because she's in pain in the back. Whether the pain is related to urinary tract infection or bursitis is unknown. The blood pressure at home has been under control. Following number, coronary artery disease that has been very compensated. The cardiologist is Dr. Bhandare, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The patient is with a BMI of 28. The patient has complications related to diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, and some retinopathy. Following number, the vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes in the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.